I brought you a little something from my trip to New York City, Don.
Oh, Yael, you didn't have to do that.
It's just a little souvenir. It's
a snow globe. You went to New York City, and all you got me was a dumb old snow globe. Gee, thanks, Yael. You know what drives me craziest about these things is that they just don't make any sense. Weather doesn't work like this. The same snow falling again and again in the same place.
Well, Mr. Ingrate, actually a snow globe isn't so far off from how weather works in big cities. Large cities create their own weather. You see, above each big city rests a dome of hot air, known as an urban heat island. This heat island can produce clouds and thunderstorms. And because the landscape of a city doesn't change much, these thunderstorms often fall in the same regions of the city.
Oh, yeah? Where does this heat island come from, and what causes it to produce thunderstorms?
The terrain of the city, all that concrete and those rooftops, absorb heat during the day. At night, the hot air rises, creating the low-pressure heat island that sucks in cooler air from the perimeter of the city. As the dome of heat continues to rise, it cools, condenses, forms clouds, and produces thunderstorms. The same precipitation does not recycle itself within a city like it does within a snow globe, but the idea of a dome of heat resting over each big city seems something like my unappreciated snow globe.
You mean my snow globe? I've decided it's kind of nifty.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.